When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning. It's August 11th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to be reading Luke chapter 14, verse 25 through 26. And it reads, "Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, 'If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.'"
What I get from this is that we cannot be ashamed of the gospel and love our ties with family more than Jesus. It will cost you relationships, and it has in our family and in friendships for sure. Many of our family members are considered our enemies now because of the truth of the gospel and our believing and loving Jesus's commands. Of course, we are to love our enemies, though, and like our previous verses said, to compel people to come. We continue to plant seeds and pray for them. And it is a narrow road for a reason. It's lonely. And as you see your friends and family on that wide road, you miss them, of course.
Of course. But, you know, this is one of the most often excused away verses in scripture. You'll often hear this verse preached, and immediately after reading the scripture, something like this will be said. "Now, of course, Jesus doesn't mean you should hate these people." Well, why did he say it then? I think it's no coincidence that this teaching comes right on the heels of the parable of the great feast. The parable where Jesus teaches that his gospel message would go out to the Gentiles all around the world to compel them to come to the banquet. This compulsion is not by force, but rather by truth. God is not tricking us into coming into the kingdom. Christianity is a religion that can't be forced or coerced on another person. It's a faith that must be found in the heart of the individual believer, and that faith must be based on truth. So the truth is what Jesus says it is. Our love for him and desire for him must so supersede our love for our family, this world, or anything in it, that there's no comparison. You know, it's a sacrifice to lay down your life for a friend. It's a commandment to lay it down for Christ. I think the proper way to view this scripture is not to excuse away what Jesus said, not to make caveats and disclaimers. Jesus doesn't need that, and he never asked for that. Go try and find in scripture where Jesus asked his disciples to go clear up a misunderstanding about something he said. You won't. You know, take John chapter 6, verse 60 through 61, for example. After another difficult teaching from Jesus, we read, "When many of his disciples heard it, they said, 'This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?' But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, 'Do you take offense at this?'" You know, we also read often of Jesus responding, "Those who have ears to hear, let them hear." So if this message is too offensive for some, too harsh for some, and they just don't understand how God could ask them to do such a thing, maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. Maybe they don't have ears to hear. So we can lose sleep about it and wrestle with internal turmoil, or we can pray to have their heart turned and continue on with the mission and calling God had for us, trusting that he is sovereign over all, his ways are higher than our ways, and all of God's word is proven true. Proverbs 30, verse 5.
Our psalm of the day comes from Psalms 103, verse 11. "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him."
And our proverb comes from Proverbs 11, verse 2. "When pride comes, then comes disgrace. but with the humble is wisdom. And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love Him. God bless.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.